Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Sunday, August 7th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. We're doing the first show of the week on Sunday this week instead of Monday just due to some scheduling. But our guest today is Mr. Michael Woolsey. He is associated with Colorado911visibility.org. And before we bring him on, we just want to make everyone aware that finally, after a year and a half, Wing TV now has MP3 archives. Mm-hmm. If you go to the Wing TV homepage, on the right-hand side, you'll see that link. Now, all of the shows aren't on there by any stretch of the imagination, but we at least have the last few months, and we're going to keep adding them
right
as time goes by. Also, we like to be very clear about our mistakes here on this show. Last week, I said that Woodrow Wilson started where he was president during World War II. Of course, that was World War I, so we just want to make that clear. So now we'd like to welcome Mr. Michael Woolsey to Wing TV. How you doing, Michael?
Hi, Michael.
Good. Hi, Victor. Hi, Lisa.
Well, it's great to be here. And I know that we met you down in Washington, D.C.
Uh-huh.
for the first time at the D.C. Truth Convergence. And of all the people we met there, I think you had the most enthusiasm out of everybody. I mean, we could tell that you really wanted to be there. And we thought that was so refreshing to see this, that people, instead of just talking about things, are actually going out and doing them, too.
One of the friendliest people there, that's for sure.
Exactly.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just want to say that, you know, I love America. And, you know, it's just, once you become informed as to some of the problems that we face today here in America, it's you have to get involved. And, you know, that's the thing that, you know, people need to realize. There's a lot of people out there who are aware that something's not right.
Mm-hmm.
They're familiar with, you know, some of the questions we have with 9/11,
mm-hmm.
and they don't. A lot of them don't get involved. And, you know, that's what I've been working on here in Colorado, is just trying to get people up off the sidelines and into the game, because we don't have much time left.
That's right. Now, Michael, make sure you speak up here. And when for my first question, I was going to go into just about how important it is for everyone to become active. But those are things we've said so many times on this show. But right before we broadcast today, we saw a clip from Kyle Hentz. And he was appearing before a hearing where he was asking a question of Lee Hamilton, who was on the 9/11 Whitewash Committee. And what Kyle did was ask a question which, again, reinforced the government's position that the terrorists, 19 Arab terrorists, were the ones behind 9/11. And what boggles my mind is there's so few opportunities for people in this 9/11 community to actually get on nationwide TV. Can't we at least get somebody to start asking the real questions when they have the chance?
Considering how many times he's had mainstream
yeah.
media access, he never talks about controlled demolition, doesn't ask about the many, numerous inconsistencies, omissions, and distortions of the 9/11 Commission report. He's talking about a wire transfer to ADA.
Yeah, I mean, he's talking about the terrorists being the ones that did 9/11. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, guys, I really can't comment on that. My position and my role in all this is to inform the people in my communities, the people here locally, and so that's what I want to focus my efforts on. And so when I feel real strongly that if we can wake up the American people to any of the lines of inquiry that we have, that's going to do a lot of good in preventing another 9/11 style attack. Which is,
well, that's a good point. I mean, that's a good point you bring up.
Right. So, you know, as far as the activism goes and the getting out and informing the public, that's where I'm. What I'm about, and as far as this, what other people do, I can't get involved in that. It's just I don't have the time.
Yeah.
I feel bad, and I run a small business, and I spend all my time, my spare time, working on ways to inform the public here in Colorado.
So I mean, that's a good point you bring up about informing the public. But when it boils down to it, is how do these groups get out to a mainstream audience? Well, when somebody's on C-SPAN, they've now reached the entire country. And from our perspective here, shouldn't these various 9/11 groups get together and say to people like Kyle Hens, whoever, you have your chance on TV. Why are you reinforcing the government's position?
Why don't they make the most of these media opportunities? I mean, we could reach the biggest number of people at these events, and yet they fail to even bring up any of the salient points. I mean, that's what we're saying, you know?
Yeah, well, I understand, you know, where you guys are coming from, and, you know, I think that people have different perspectives depending on, you know, how they look at what really happened on 9/11. I mean, David Ray Griffin was real succinct in his C-SPAN lecture when he said that, you know, the way you look at 9/11 is going to depend on how you, the way you look at, like, the wars and what's going on depends on how you look at 9/11. He laid out four different viewpoints, and, you know, people fall all over in that spectrum in different places. So, you know,
I mean, can't we get to a point where we can even agree that the government was the ones that did it? I mean, they're still, like 9/11 Truth and 9/11 Citizens Watch, they're still perpetuating this myth that Osama bin Laden and the terrorists did it. I mean, if the way we react to 9/11 is a reflection of us, then what we're saying then through Kyle Hens is that we're rolling over and playing dead and saying that the government's right in their version of events. Can't we get beyond that?
Well, you know, again, I think, you know, there's just a lot of conjecture as to, you know, what really happened that day, and we really don't know what happened that day.
Oh, I think I think we're very clear on what happened that day. Like, very, very clear. I don't think there's any conjecture at all. I mean,
like I say, I look at it like, you know, there's a lot of things that we can prove. And when I'm out in the public and I want to talk to people about 9/11, I want to wake people up, those are the things that I choose to look at. Now, I make a very clear separation between activism and research. And I think that the researchers should be asking every single question that comes up, looking at every single angle possible. But as an activist, we're talking about a very dumbed-down public out there who are going home, sitting in front of their TVs every night, reading their mainstream news. And so if you start to talk about fringe theories, okay, or, you know, and I'm not saying that controlled demolition is a fringe theory, because I believe that the buildings were a controlled demolition. I do believe that. And I do talk about that in public.
I know you do.
But, you know, once again, there are certain issues that in public I really won't go. So, you know, and people like Kyle Hens, okay, I have no idea where he comes from. I barely know the guy.
We've heard behind the scenes.
A lot of that stuff. I keep my focus on what we're doing here in Colorado.
Yeah. But see, like, when I spoke with... When I spoke with Gabriel Day a few weeks before that 9/11 conference or rally in D.C., he said that Kyle Hens doesn't believe this stuff that he's telling the cameras, that he does think that there was direct government involvement. So why isn't he coming out then? It's been almost 5 years, and what we're talking about is cold-blooded murderers. We have to get beyond this mamby-pamby crap.
I think, Michael, if we really expect to ever have any opportunity of having a real investigation into 9/11, we have to go at it from the angle of the truth, and we have to show that we can disprove the government's story, and we have. We've disproven it.
And see, I don't distinguish.
Any things that we can point to that shows that the official story is bogus. The controlled demolition is very much part of it, and you know, David Ray Griffin talks about that.
Right.
And
Morgan Reynolds.
If other people choose not to talk about it, I can't really comment on that, because that's how they choose to do it. And you know, once again, I'm doing what I feel is the right approach here, and that's, you know, that's where I want to focus my effort.
But you said that you distinguish between research and activism. With me, I don't distinguish at all. I think they should go together like a hand in a glove. And if all the research is out there that's verifiable and proven, and the activists ignore it, then what good is the research to start with?
Well, you know, I certainly respect your opinion, Victor, and, you know, you certainly have the right to that, you know, but I'm not going to go out in public and talk about holograms, say, for instance. You know,
well, that hasn't been proven, though.
Right, we don't talk about that either.
See, that's an absurd comparison, because the controlled demolition has been verifiably proven through physics and science and mathematics. The holograms haven't.
I'm arguing with you about that. I believe that there was a controlled demolition. Thing that I point to when I talk to people about that is Building 7. Now, you know, there are a lot of other reasons to look at it that way. Now, once again, I can't comment.
Because see, that I think that attitude, though, is what's hurting most this movement, is that we have the proof. I mean, we have the proof of this, and everybody is walking on eggshells so much that they're saying, well, we can't do this, we can't do that. At some point, is this going to become like the Kennedy assassination 40 years old later?
I just think that these media opportunities are few and far between, and so when we get one, we should make the most of it. And instead, they focus on peripheral lie-hop issues, and there was no way this was a lie-hop. 9/11.
They're reinforcing the government's position. I mean, how vital is this?
I mean, how do we get people involved in activism if we can't even agree on going after the truth straightforward? We have to take a circuitous route.
Yeah.
To get to an investigation.
I mean, like, anybody watching that show that day that Kyle Hentz was on was saying, oh, well, it looks like that Osama bin Laden really did do it. He was really behind it, and then maybe, well, the government kind of dropped the ball. We're talking about murderers here. We're not mamby-pambying anymore. Like, what do we have to do to get people to finally, like, step it up a notch?
Well, you know, I again, I'm not going to comment on these other people. I don't think it serves us any good to be sitting here bickering back and forth.
No, but what's your opinion?
No,
How do we step it up?
I thought this interview was going to be about activism and what we're doing here in Colorado. And, you know, I think that you guys are coming at me from a very one-sided point of view. I respect what you guys have to say, but I don't think that this, I didn't think this was what we were going to be talking about.
Well, I do have questions about your activism and how to get people involved. I'm waiting for Victor to finish his.
But I mean, what we're really getting at is we can sit here all day and say people should get active, and we can hold meetings and so forth, and we can say, well, we want to get on TV and talk to the masses, to everybody. But then when people do talk to the masses, they're talking about things that reinforce the government. So I think this is widespread, not only in Colorado, but everywhere. Like, what can we do to get on the same message?
Well, I don't. I'm not sure that I have all the answers. I mean, I know that I'm doing what I'm doing, and, you know, I can't be responsible or be worried about what they're doing. You know, I don't know what to tell you guys. I feel like you want me to say something. I'm not going to say it.
Okay, well, tell everybody
I'm not going to get involved in the bickering and infighting. I'm concentrating on what I'm doing here.
That's not the purpose, Michael. That's not the purpose.
We
want to know your opinion.
I'm taken back by the direction that you guys have taken this interview. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But, I mean, at some point, somebody has to take the lead here and say it's almost 5 years. We have to be doing almost 4 years. I'm sorry. That the message that we've been putting out right now isn't working because the government isn't responding to it. They're not taking.
Of course the government isn't going to respond. They don't want us doing what we're doing.
But if we put out real information
here in Colorado, we're having a lot of success.
Yes, you are. You're doing.
That's what this interview was going to be.
Well, it is. Michael, tell everybody about your town hall meetings.
Well, you know, we have a lot of meetings around the state, but, you know, some of the most exciting things we're doing is putting stuff on cable access TV, you know, and we're reaching a lot of people that way.
We're
having a lot of town halls, and, you know, it's just part of what we're doing. You know, we make DVDs, we get them out, we've made a difference.
Yeah, how can people get copies of these films to give to their local public access stations?
Well, we've got them all prepared. They can go on our website. It's Colorado911visibility.org, and they can contact me through there, and we'll be happy to send them out a package.
How did you get beyond the being interested in 9/11 to actually getting out there on the street with a sign? Because I see a lot of reticence in people. They're interested, but they say they're not activists. How do we get people more motivated to become activists, do you think?
Well, the approach I like to take is to show people how things affect them. And I like to show the trail of terrorist attacks and usurpations by our government going all the way back to Waco through Oklahoma City and to 9/11 and say, you know, look at how this is escalating. I like to point at the monetary system, the Federal Reserve system, to kind of wake people up as to, you know, how they've set this all up for our big fall, and they're using terrorism to frighten us. You know, I come at it from different angles depending on who I'm talking to. And I try to show them how it affects them.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people, they just see that something's wrong about 9/11, and they want to get involved.
Right.
Yeah. Well, if somebody is watching this show when it finally goes online and they say, you know what, this is a good idea, I'd like to hold some kind of a conference or a seminar at my local library or at the borough building, whatever, and they would say to you, Michael, what do you think are the three primary messages that we should get out about 9/11? What would you say to them?
That's a good question. I would say that, people need to get informed about it. We show usually show a video at the town hall.
Mm-hmm.
So it has not even near the amount of information that we have that shows that 9/11 was an inside job.
But, I mean, it's
up to them to go out and educate themselves, which is the first step. I spent a whole year educating myself before I actually got involved because I needed to be able to talk intelligently about 9/11. I needed to be able to talk about the main talking points, you know, like controlled demolition,
right.
Building 7, the put options, and more recently, you know, all of the holes in the 9/11 Commission report, because that's such a huge thing, because that's right in print. That's in black and white. And we can directly read that stuff. So getting informed is the first thing. Getting involved, I think, is the logical next step, because when you realize that this government is capable of pulling off an event like 9/11, just like the plan from 1962 with Operation Northwoods, okay, just like the plan from 2000 in the Project for a New American Century, rebuilding America's defenses.
Well, when you talk about what this government is capable of doing, and people are now talking about atomic attacks or nuclear attacks, maybe some viral epidemics, whatever, if we're talking about these catastrophic events, shouldn't we push the crux issue of controlled demolition right to the forefront to say, look, this is what these people are capable of, and they'll do it again if we don't make everyone aware of it?
Well, absolutely, you know, and I think, you know, that as people become informed, the controlled demolition is just one part of a huge puzzle, okay? A huge puzzle, like the stand down of NORAD, like I mentioned, the Project for a New American Century and the Rebuilding America's Defenses, Operation Northwood, okay? All of the inconsistencies, the FBI seizing the videotape from across the Pentagon,
right.
All these things that are virtually almost the same identical things that happened in Oklahoma City, by the way.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, people will see that, okay? People will realize, people already realize the gravity of what happened on 9/11. You know, yes, the demolition of the towers was a very dramatic thing that stuck in everybody's mind. And
you
so,
guys, Michael.
When people consider the idea that 9/11 was an inside job, the obvious next thing that's going to happen is they're going to realize, you know, what they're capable of doing.
Right, well, that's a great point right there.
You guys have been featured in the Boulder Weekly and the Rocky Mountain Bullhorn, and I'd like to know what kind of reception you're getting from the public when your information comes out.
Well, you know, we get a great response from people. I have to tell you, you know, we've seen everything from, you know, just anger, okay? I've had people call me up after seeing the films on cable access or coming to one of our town halls and just be angry, okay? We've had people walk out of there speechless, okay? They were just, their jaws hit the floor. They didn't realize what was going on. So, you know, these articles that we got a great response off of them. They've been on our website ever since, and they're consistently one of our top hit-getters.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, and it was great because, you know, we were getting noticed, okay? Our first town hall meeting we had
Boulder,
Colorado was just one short year ago, and we had over 220 people.
Oh, that's great.
That is good.
Yeah. Now, when you say people should get educated, how do they find the most relevant information? Because there's tons of information out there, as you said. Do you put out a list? Or if somebody comes up to you after one of these town hall meetings and says, Michael, I want to know what really happened. I want to know the crux issues of 9/11.
Well, how to get better educated.
Yeah, how do they find this information? What do you tell them?
The main two sources that I like to point to are the books, The New Pearl Harbor, and then the 9/11 Commission Report, Missions and Distortions, by David Griffin. I think that it's important to matter what they are, it shows that they're trying to cover something up. If you can show people that the government's covering it up, they're a lot more likely to believe in it.
Right, and David Ray Griffin does a great job of that.
I know that you're also involved in protesting with illegal immigration issues, and you were at the restaurant where Michael Corbin and a bunch of other people were gathered when you guys got kicked out of there. Do you want to comment?
That's true.
You want to comment on that?
Yeah, we were thrown out of a public restaurant that we had arranged to use for a meeting, and we were treated very poorly by kitchen help that came running out of the back, who was obviously upset about the topic of our discussions. We then left the restaurant very peaceably. We just paid our bills and left, and then we went down to a park that was nearby, and we got thrown out of the park as well.
Wow.
So it was not a good experience. Since then, we've been having our meetings at a very friendly place, and things have been going real well.
Yeah. Well, Michael, we want to thank you for coming on today. Again, his website is www.colorado911visibility.org. His name is Michael Woolsey. And, Michael, we want to apologize for the abruptness of this interview or the intensity of it, but the way we see it is the people that brought down the World Trade Center towers, this cabal within our government, they go for the throat. And if we have any hope of making any change, we have to start going for the throat, too, and we can't mamby-pamby anymore.
It's just really frustrating for us, Michael, really frustrating to see people promoting the government version of events when you and me and Victor and a lot of other people know that there's more important things that could be spoken national television that are never spoken.
That's right.
You know? It's just really frustrating.
I definitely understand.
Just by Hence, by a lot of people.
By others, yeah. Well, Michael, keep up the great work out there, and we hope to see you. If you're making out to New York City, we hope to see you up there on 9/11.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Hey, have a good day, okay? And we'll be back on Tuesday with another edition of Wing TV. Keep your eyes open. There's a lot going on.
Have a good one.